Now we present an encore presentation of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Dow Jones, another great week, up 0.9%. S&P up 0.7%. NASDAQ, down 0.1%, so not bad. 10-year hovering around 1.29%. Flat, saw a little bit of gain this year, but overall we're flat for the week. And oil, 67.96, so still way up there. What's going on? Well, infrastructure. I'm sure you heard about this. The Senate this past week. This is again one of the major pillars of the economy I've been talking about, that's supporting the markets, the real estate, everything that's up in value right now. Yep, we're up in lofty values. You know it. You can feel it. Infrastructure spend. So the Senate, this was the Senate now. They narrowly passed. It was 50 to 49. I'm sure you heard about that. That opens the door to the reconciliation process to pass the massive $3.5 trillion spending plan. More stimulus coming. So, however, as you know, there's a road to this getting passed. You got to go through the House, and then you have to have President Biden sign off on it. A lot of people say, well, that's a foregone conclusion. They're all the same party. They're going to vote for it. Well, maybe they do. What's that going to do to the economy, to the market, to your taxes? Well, I turn to the bond market because the bond market tells us things. And I think it's time to watch the yield curve again. And this is what we look at. This is something that I look at. I look at something called the 10-year treasury versus the 2-year and see what the spread is between those two things to see if the bond market's predicting that we're heading into some trouble. And the best thing that we need to look for, and that was what I'm looking for, is that the yield curve on the 10-2 spread, okay, to begin to go back to where it was in March through May of this year. Now, what is that? Well, it's when the 10-year actually starts to rise a little bit in comparison to the 2-year, where we're looking for a spread of, say, 1.5% difference. That's what we're looking for. Right now, it's hovering around 1.13. Now, I'll tell you why I'm talking about this right now, because this past week, we saw it go from 1.0% spread up to 1.13. So you say, why is he getting all excited about 13 basis points? Well, because that's good. That's good. That's something that tells me that the bond market thinks right now that the stock market will continue to do well. And that's good. That's good when you're looking at investing in stocks, particularly in value and cyclicals, which I keep talking about. Now, from an economic standpoint, like I said last week, this week I was looking for a couple of inflation indicators. And that was the consumer price index and the producer price index, because this shows us what you and me are paying for stuff. And either it's high, it's within range, or it's low. And any of those things mean stuff to the Fed, who basically is another pillar supporting the economy, which is, do they want to raise rates or not, or take away some of the stimulus? And so the takeaway from the CPI report and the PPI report that we saw this past week was that the markets liked it, because they both suggested, first with the PPI, that inflation was starting to fade, that it was temporary. But then we saw the PPI come out, which is the producer price report, and that was a little hotter than everyone thought, but it wasn't bad enough. Again, this is like the Goldilocks scenario, right? The porridge is just right. No papa or mama bear showing up. And that's what we're seeing right now. That's what's going on. So that's why the economy this week, reflected by the prices of stocks, was pretty good. So here's what we know right now. We know right now that the labor market is strong. In fact, I'd say it's very strong. And we also know that inflation expectations have essentially leveled off. Now, there's still inflation, of course, as I just said, but they aren't rising to a level that's concerning to those who control policy. And so I don't think, as I sit here right now, that either one of those things are going to change the market that much. Okay, so you can stop worrying about that. So what should you be looking at? Well, right now, of course, you've heard about this. The Delta variant continues to plague us, if you will. Well, that made sense, didn't it? Variant, plague. I don't know about you, but you read the Bible much? Anyway, the key going forward is whether both of these things get out of hand. I'm talking now about labor, inflation, and corona, also known as Delta at this point, okay? Because if any one of those things start to go one way or the other, last week I talked about stagflation. I'm not going to go into that again today. If you missed that talk about stagflation, you've got to go back and listen to my market podcast from last week, pyaradio.com. There I talk about stagflation. That is something that's important. And if it doesn't materially realize itself, then bottom line is the number of influences that I see on the market right now have really consolidated and simplified in the Fed, COVID, and reflation or stagflation. That's where we are right now. And if any one of those three things disappoint us, then the market will react. And it could be substantial, particularly if two of the three things start to go the way that the market doesn't think they're going to go. It's really that simple. Now, what could cause things to get worse here in the next 6 to 8 weeks? Because I have a lot of questions right now about the market, the high levels of stocks. Next week, I'll get into that a little bit more from a technology, technical standpoint. But right now, here's the outline of that. Things get worse right now if the Fed starts talking more about tapering. In other words, raising interest rates in November. Delta cases, if they keep rising and cause people to change their behavior and or we see lockdowns, then this is what's going to happen. The economy growth is going to stall. It's going to fade and it's going to start going the other way. And inflation could rise again as well. Any of those things start happening, then you're going to see a 10% pullback in the market. I'm just calling it now. And if two of those things occur, then I'm saying likely 10 to 20% correction. So pay attention. Now, if you own gold right now, you saw what happened Sunday night. We had a flash crash. Where'd that come from? You had the medium-term price on gold drop pretty substantially. And so the trend right now on gold, if you're a technology or a technical type person, look at tech as a way to gauge stocks. I look at graphs. Well, guess what? It turned neutral on gold. So right now, that's not necessarily the place you want to be spending time in. I'm interested in gas. No, not that kind of gas. Natural gas.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Natural gas has emerged as one of the best performers in the commodity space right now. And so prices have pulled back a little bit from the recent high we just saw. But I expect strong performance in natural gas, particularly if you drink chaga, in the next weeks to months ahead. And so take a look at that. Might be a nice place to add some exposure, if you will. Next week, retail sales, leading indicators, and housing starts is what I will be looking at to see if inflation continues to be a problem for us.
You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.